Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Today on the podcast, those awkward places your pet decides to drop a number two.
Speaking of awkward, Ben again takes us down the is this normal or is this nope lane, having to do with hot plates.
I let the intrusive thoughts win.
Uh-huh.
Does this guy's beige flag need to be a red flag in group therapy?
Yeah, is it going to be a deal breaker, if not now, down the road?
Partner vetoes, setting the bar stories, and of course, Throwback Thursday.
That's your Thursday podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
Yesterday, Rihanna posted on Instagram that she's a part of the new Smurfs movie soundtrack.
She's voicing Smurfette.
Yes, voicing Smurfette. And that means that she's also releasing new music.
It's a song.
So that's...
So don't get excited about an album.
Right. It's kind of like, Justin Timberlake, what he did for the Trolls movie.
Sure.
It's just kind of a one-off.
Yeah.
But if you'll recall, like, this is her first single since the Black Panther Wakanda Forever soundtrack, if you'll recall and remember this one.
Lift me up.
It's kind of a very slow, melodic.
Right. Sure.
Put you to sleep sort of song.
Yes.
So you can kind of hear a little snippet in the trailer for Rihanna's, or for the new Smurfs movie, which is coming out, I think, in July. Tempo.
When I hear this, I don't think Smurfs. I'll say that.
What the Smurf?
No!
Okay, my brain did not connect. That's exactly my reaction to that song. What the Smurf?
What the Smurf?
Yeah. I don't know.
We'll see.
Okay. At first listen, I don't get it.
It'll be interesting to see if that becomes like a huge movie song, or if it's just kind of like one of those that just is with the movie and then just kind of fades out, you know?
Okay. I don't know what Smurf songs sound like, but I don't feel like that's it.
I don't know either. So maybe
I feel like
it was
more
up
of a
to
trolls kind of a song. Like in my head, Smurfs look like trolls. Right?
Smurfs look like Smurfs, Kelly.
I know, but they're cartoon characters the same size as trolls, I'm guessing.
Maybe.
I think of Pop Sugary Goodness.
They should do a collaboration between the two.
They should. Like they should have the worlds collide.
Smurfs sort of collaboration,
yes.
Because they both, you know, are...
Very different animation.
Woodland
though.
Creatures.
Woodland creatures, indeed.
Yeah.
They both have, like, hidden little villages.
I feel like the Smurfs are older...
Yes.
Than the trolls. Like,
yes.
like they're from a different era.
Maybe.
So
also
it would almost
a different
have
planet
to...
because of all the different, like the other, I forget what the, who's the little villains in the trolls movies?
Oh,
then they
I don't
became
know.
Friends.
Oh, don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, are the trolls from a different planet?
I feel like they are.
Oh, I thought, okay.
Because all the other people in the trolls universe don't look like people. But then there's Gargamel. For the Smurfs, he's kind of like a person.
Yeah, he's a warlock or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if that would work. I like where your head's at, though.
Hey, you know what? I'm just thinking of ways.
Yeah.
All right. So, new Rihanna coming out Friday. So, we'll see how that single goes. And then, of course, the movie in theaters July 18th. Sometimes you have those experiences in life. You meet someone, but you don't get a name or number, so... How do you follow up with them, especially if you liked them?
Yeah, you're looking back and saying, hey, that could have been my soulmate.
Coulda.
Do a little typey-typey in mom's basement. Send it off to the internet. We find it and bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Woman for man.
Okay.
Dog park disaster or destiny.
Oh.
You were the tallish, ruggedly handsome, given outdoor living meets hot professor who taught me nothing because I was too distracted vibes.
Okay. Okay.
Remember me? I was the sweet young lady who was flat on my back in the grass after your dog hit me like a four-legged linebacker.
Oh, no.
It was a sunny afternoon at the dog park. Birds chirping. Dogs frolicking. And then, bam!
Oh.
Your zoomy-fueled fur missile took me out.
Fur missile.
I think I briefly saw my life flash before my eyes. It was kind of boring, actually, just mostly scrolling Netflix.
Oh, no.
And then you appeared like a lumberjack angel.
Oh, no.
You ran over, concerned, firm grip, helping me up like I was a dainty Victorian woman and not someone who just got body slammed by a golden retriever. You smelled incredible.
Oh.
Like Cedarwood and Future shared mortgages.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I wanted to say something flirty, maybe even just coherent. Instead, I blurted out, dog. Yep, just that. Nailed it.
Nailed it.
I meant to tell you my name is Ashley.
Hi.
But then your zoomy monster started getting a little too friendly with my golden doodle. Maybe early second date vibes.
Oh.
And you ran off to referee the chaos.
Okay.
And just like that, you were gone.
Oh, no.
Like a cologne-scented fever dream. If you're out there, Mr. Guy with the dog, the grip, and the jawline that could cut glass.
Oh, wow.
I'm hoping our pup's awkward romance was some kind of cosmic foreshadowing for things to come.
Oh.
Let's leash up again sometime.
Okay.
Ashley, P.S., I'm fine. Just emotionally concussed from your cologne.
Oh, goodness.
Smells nice.
Got taken out by a dog. You got to watch those dog parks,
man. Fur missiles.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
It's
Craigslist Missed Connections.
This is Man for Woman. You, Me, and the Funky Feet.
Ew.
You were stunning. Confident. Walking into the store like a breath of fresh air. Your feet, however, the exact opposite.
Oh, no.
I was the guy who fitted you for your running shoes on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
Tall brown hair, trying to act like I wasn't internally spiraling into a full sensory crisis.
Oh, they must have smelled bad.
You were glowing.
Okay.
Charming. Mm-hmm. I imagined us running a 5K together, then getting smoothies, then arguing over whose playlist is better. And then you took off your shoes.
Oh!
Look, I don't want to be dramatic, but your socks might have been smuggled out of a nuclear testing site. I tried to keep it together, you know, smile, breathe through my mouth, things like that. Think of literally anything else, like tax season, oatmeal, the scentless void of outer space.
Wow.
But you were talking.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to listen.
Yeah.
I wanted to flirt.
Right.
But every time I got near your feet, my gag reflex hit the emergency eject button on my soul.
Those are some stinky feet.
How can someone so beautiful and sweet harbor such lethal heat in a pair of ankle socks?
Okay. Wow.
You paid in cash. Of course you did, mysterious queen. So I couldn't even do the classic, oops, I saw your name on the receipt trick.
No.
All I know is you left with a new pair of shoes and my heart in a biohazard bag.
Wow.
If you're out there and somehow your shoes haven't or have aired out,
yeah,
I'd love a second chance.
Mm-hmm.
This time over, maybe coffee or a drink. Not your insoles. Signed, your shoe guy.
Wow. Well, you know what? He's willing to overlook.
Wow.
The outstanding stench.
He's like, came from how can feet. Something so strong come from such a sweet, sweet,
she
sweet
must
person.
Be really hot.
I'm telling you,
for him to get over that level of stench.
That's right.
And still want to see her again.
So whether you're looking for the owner of the dog who got frisky with your dog.
Yeah, the zoomy fur missile.
Yeah, for sure. Or the lady with the stinky feet.
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Smell you later.
time for a Setting the Bar story, Kelly, which is...
an example of what not to do or a situation sure. we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, dogs are going to dog, am I right?
Sure.
Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without letting your bat dog take a big old dump on the field behind home plate during the game, you're doing okay.
Oh.
Yeah, that happened minor league game there in North Carolina.
As Miss Casey Betty...
yeah, Casey Betty is the dog.
Casey Betty?
Yeah.
Has made her appearance... and the bat dog has made her presence felt.
Yeah.
It's a numero dos.
Numero dos.
A numero dos.
Yeah, I know. She made a mark.
Yeah, the crowd and the play-by-play announcer properly.
You can't ignore it.
You
do have to mention.
Now, to be fair,
everyone sees it.
Now, to be fair, an employee, the handler, if you will, didn't waste any time getting on the field, cleaning it up.
Yeah, they were ready.
Yeah, they were ready. I'm sure it's probably not the first time that Casey Betty has had to relieve herself there.
Or any bat dogs. Yeah. I mean, if you're going to have the bat dog, you know, sometimes... I have to imagine when you see a huge crowd and you're a dog.
Makes you nervous.
At you, you get a little nervous.
Or you get excited.
Both.
Yeah, get excited.
And that can happen.
Could you imagine, like, the Louisville Bats don't have a bat dog.
No.
That comes out onto the field. But could you imagine Buddy Bat if...
oh.
No, but Buddy, that buddy, is not buddy, what we buddy. Do.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's your Setting the Bar story.
Still
it's a cute
precious.
Little video. Yeah. We'll... post it on X at Ben and Kelly Show. But yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without letting your bat dog take a big old dump on the field behind home plate during the game, you're doing okay. I want to know, where did your pet choose the worst possible moment to pop a squat?
Yeah.
Because they don't care.
They don't care.
They don't care.
And they really don't know about boundaries of yards either.
No.
Like ours think that the neighbor's yards on either side is fair game as well.
Yeah, if it's green, it's theirs.
Yeah, and
they
once it
care.
Starts going, then yeah. it starts
yep.
going.
Yep, yep. Yeah. 502-795-1997. Would love to hear some of your stories coming up here next. Mine happened just yesterday.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I can,
oh, it's fresh.
I can.
It's fresh.
Fun choice of words there. Yeah, so that is coming up next. 997DJF. Where did your pet choose the worst moment to go number two? Aaron texted us a cute photo of her dog, Hazel.
Who looks so innocent. Just looks like she's even smiling.
Of course. Says, took our dog for a walk in the neighborhood. Normal. However, something at the end of our walk made us look behind. Saw that Hazel had dropped turds on each stone of the sidewalk for the last half of the block.
Oh, no, no.
She did it all while walking, very sneakily. She was so lazy, she didn't even stop to squat. Needless to say, recruited the kids with plastic bags to help come pick me up, pick up the massive mess.
No. She does it like a horse.
Yeah.
You know, I had a dog. I just keep walking.
My dog, Fiona, got to be that way. Because I used to take her on runs. She did not care where she was. If she had to go, she had to go.
Well, yeah.
And so sometimes when I was on a run, she'd shoot little missiles out while we were going.
Okay, so she wouldn't stop either.
Yeah, she wouldn't stop either.
Okay.
And so
she understood the assignment. We're not
stopping. And so Dougal, my new dog, on the other hand, is very modest and will only go in his own yard.
Okay. Oh.
So he does not go number one or number two anywhere other than his own yard.
It's like poo break.
He is. And so...
my yard is my comfort zone. I'm not going in these strange yards.
And so it caught me off guard yesterday when I was running with him and he pulled up quick. And I was like, wait, what are you... Because I don't typically then even take bags with me anymore.
Oh, because you know he's going to wait until he gets home?
Yeah, he's modest.
Okay.
He's the goodest boy.
That got kicked out of doggy daycare. That's another story, though.
That's another story. But he pulled up, and I was like, and so I had to, like, inspect the ground and see. And I was like, oh, man.
Oh,
and so.
It. And you didn't have anything.
No, I didn't. So I had to, like, run away, get bags, because they have bags at the park that I was at.
Okay.
And that's come good. Back to it. But then it's like you need to try to explain to the people who witnessed all it.
Oh,
hang on. I'll be back.
He's running away.
I'll be back.
Is he just going to leave that there?
All right. Danielle said I was a bridesmaid walking down the aisle. the rest of the bridal party. My dog, the bestest ring bearer ever.
Oh, no.
Looking adorable until about halfway down the aisle.
No.
You already know where this is going. No. He stopped, squatted, dropped a fresh one right on the runner.
Oh,
right
God.
In front of Grandma.
No.
Photographer still tagged me in the photo.
Of course. And then they're looking at you
that
like, did you make sure that he went potty before the ceremony?
And it's like, yes.
Yeah,
but
doesn't matter.
Again, dogs are going to dog.
Nerves.
Yeah. He was a ring bearer. He had a big
exactly.
job.
He's like, oh, this everyone's looking at me.
Yeah.
Tim says, moving into a new place, trying to impress the neighbors. Dog sniffed one of them, wagged his tail, pooped in their flower bed.
Oh, no.
Welcome to the neighborhood.
That is embarrassing.
Not even in the yard.
That
yeah.
is embarrassing, too,
it's
when
in the flower bed.
When like the neighbors are on their porch and you're
yes.
walking your dog and your dog decides to take a,
yes.
a big one right
and
there.
And they're watching you.
And you're like, I'm going to clean it up.
You're not even going to notice.
I'm going to clean it up.
Carrie says, I was working from home, giving a presentation to my boss and her boss.
Uh-huh.
My dog casually strolled into frame, turned around, did the deed right behind me. Someone unmuted and said, well, that's one way to review your performance.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny. Dog was like, hey, you've been on this call a long time. I've had to go for a while now. Laura said, I was on a first jog in weeks. Just trying to feel good about myself. My yeah. dog chose a crowded intersection to do his business. I had no bags,
just a
single Starbucks napkin.
Oh.
I had to pick it up like I was defusing a bomb. Someone clapped.
Oh, great.
All right,
at least
man.
they understood that
they understood.
You were going the extra mile. Mike took my well-behaved lab into a pet-friendly hardware store.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I've seen that before.
He waited until I was asking an employee about paint swatches, then pooped in aisle 12. I apologize. And the guy said, don't worry. That's why we stopped selling rugs.
Yeah, I mean, of all the places, like yeah. a hardware store, there's going to be plenty of cleaning supplies.
Probably.
That's for sure. Yeah. Where did your dog or animal choose the worst moment to go number two? Get to one more from Jessica. Thought I was being cute, bringing my golden doodle to the local farmer's market. Oh, yeah. Farmer's market. Sure.
Yeah.
He waited until we were in the middle of the crowd, sniffed out organic apples, and pooped right next to the local honey stand.
Organic.
Yep. Vendor just said, well, guess he's regular.
Absolutely.
Sure is.
Sign of a healthy dog right there.
Healthy dog. Yeah, again, you know what? They don't care.
No.
Dogs are going
to
dog.
It's not like children where you say, okay, does anyone need to go to the bathroom before you leave?
Now, I will say
get it
that
taken care of.
I have gotten my dog Dougal trained to understand the word potty.
Okay.
I'll be like, all right, go potty. Go potty.
Yes.
Go potty.
Now,
and he's like,
all right,
fine,
can you decipher? Because I say pee-pee and poo-poo.
No, see, I just say potty, and he typically only goes number one.
My little shysters like to try to split up the tasks to get a treat after each one.
Oh, because you give them treats every time they go out.
Yes. And
yeah.
so, yes, they do one. They try to come in. I'm like,
yeah.
You need to go poo-poo. And they're like, dang it. And they turn around, back around.
She's on to us.
Then they do the second one. I'm like, okay, now you've earned the treat.
All right.
Yes.
That's funny. Good stories. Hey there. How about some group therapy time?
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Megan says, hey, Ben and Kelly, love the show.
Thanks.
You two always make my morning better.
Aw.
So I'm 32. I've been dating a guy who checks a lot of my boxes. He's funny. He's kind. He's got a good job. Loves dogs.
Yeah.
But there's one thing that's throwing me off, and I kind of need your take.
Mm-hmm.
He washes and reuses paper plates.
Paper plates?
I found this out when he hosted a little dinner with some friends last weekend, and that's what he used.
Oh.
And you could tell they were not new. And this wasn't a backyard barbecue. Like, I expected, like, plates when he was entertaining.
Okay.
I could see the looks on their faces, and I just tried to diffuse the situation. Uh-huh. But then, after dinner, when one of the guests was getting ready to throw the plate away, he swoops in and says, oh, I've got that, and then put it in the sink.
Wait.
Like, he's washing it again to use it again.
How does that even work?
I don't know. Like, how long, how many lives can a paper plate
right.
have?
Right.
I also found a bunch of what looked like used Ziploc bags in a drawer or two.
Oh.
So I'm all in for being environmentally conscious, saving money here and there, but something about this feels a little off. Like, I don't know if I'm being too picky or if this is a red flag I should pay attention to. Is this quirky and harmless, or should I be concerned? Now I'm thinking long term, we may not have the same views on money, and that's a big issue that couples fight about, right?
All right, so Megan, it sounds like you're a spender.
Oh, a spender. Like, she's just, you just go all willy-nilly.
Yeah, you throw away plates like they grow on trees.
Right, but also, isn't, like, using plates that you wash and put in the dishwasher, isn't that more environmentally friendly than getting paper plates that do eventually get thrown away?
So, thinking of the, I'm going to take a page out of your book, thinking of the logistics of all this.
Right.
My guess is, because I could see reusing a paper plate if you just put a sandwich on it and there's a couple like breadcrumbs and you just brush it off.
And it's like a dry piece of food.
Yeah, it's dry.
Yes.
If you're putting baked beans on it.
Yes.
It's a paper plate, man.
Exactly.
And
I think that's where she's at. She's like, what are you doing?
Is it a red flag? I don't think it's a red flag. I think she's being a little nitpicky there.
Okay. So you don't think this is like an indication that he is going to be such a penny pincher
that
they're going to be at odds about the philosophy towards money?
I guess I don't know what her philosophy is. She didn't offer that up as my philosophy towards money is,
right,
you know what, you only live once, YOLO.
Right.
And
let's spend money like it grows on trees.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Maybe she's generationally rich and doesn't have to worry about those concerns.
I don't think I get that from her either. But I do feel like she, for most people, I think this might be a little bit of a, what are we doing here?
Now, Ziploc bags I'll reuse. Okay. I'll reuse those quite a bit. I'll even wash them. Put them in the dishwasher.
Okay. So what is
top rack?
What has been?
Not bottom rack. You don't want them to melt.
Got it. What is the limit? Like, how many times are we washing? And what's been in there before that we're washing?
Like, if I put raw chicken in a Ziploc bag, I'm not going to reuse that.
Okay.
But if it's like fruit salad or it's something that doesn't...
Wouldn't potentially have salmonella.
Have bacteria
on
it. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, but don't listen to anything I say, especially when it comes to food, because you already know my views on food.
Trash pizza?
Yeah, I'll eat trash pizza.
Sure.
I'll eat 3-day-old pizza that's been sitting in our oven.
Mm-hmm.
I'll eat stuff that's been sitting out on the counter for a day. I'm all right.
Okay. All right. So if we're telling Megan, not a huge deal.
That's me.
Let's go on with the relationship.
But I'd be interested to know
Does she have a conversation, though, with him? Like, how many times are we washing paper plates before we eventually toss
them? Is it just a one wash?
Right.
Is he just doing it once? I just want to get one more use.
And then we used it, and now you're washing it again. Like, how many times can we wash and reuse the paper plates?
All right, 502-795-1997. Do you have a fun story around that? Do you have some warning flags? This has happened to me sort of stories. Let us know, all right? 502-795-1997. So is Megan's boyfriend just being frugal, or is this kind of a red flag where he's such a penny pincher, it's not going to align with Megan's views on money? Now, listen, they've just only been dating a short time, right? Is that what she said? Yeah, something like that. By the way, fun fact, Megan, my parents had a girl instead of me, they would have named me Megan.
I was really wondering if we were going to get past this without you mentioning that.
No, can't. Right. Can't. Sorry. Huh. A lot of people are like, hey, why don't you go get them a set of plates? You can get them at Dollar Tree. A lot of people have said Dollar Tree has plates.
So new plastic plates.
Yeah.
Or paper plates.
Or just get him some new plates.
Okay.
And see what he does with them. Like, does he use the plates that you get?
Well, Kathy says buy him a set of dishes. Like, buy, you know, if you
actual
haven't
dishes.
Looked in the cabinet to see if there's actual dishes in there and actual, like, ceramic plates, then buy him a set and see what he says.
Nicole texted in and said, my speculation, he grew up poor. My granny was so poor and saved everything, even though it was never used again, specifically plastic milk jugs.
Got it.
And then says, you sound like my mom, Ben, eating food still sitting out. No. Listen, it'll be fine. As long as there's nothing like growing on it that I can see with my eyes, we're good.
Fran, who does hair, that's her handle on Facebook. That's gross. I'm all about saving money, but this is extreme in my opinion. Just to save a few cents for me would be a red flag. I wouldn't have eaten anything there if he's that cheap. Who knows what else he may have done to save money on food? Nope.
Aaron texts in and says, the fact that he's cheaper than my depression-era grandma isn't the deal breaker. It's the hygiene concern. There's no way to properly sanitize paper. What else does he do?
That's the point.
So I was going to say, is this the only like penny-pinching thing that she's discovered?
It seems like it. I feel like she would have mentioned other things that she's noticed,
like
if there were.
Like check his underwear drawer.
Oh. Yes. Does he have enough to get through the week? Or are we like front, back, then inside out?
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Is he the type that has worn holes in his underwear?
Yes.
And it's like, hey, buddy, let's go ahead and get you some new underwear. So, and it's going to cost you some money, Megan, but maybe as a gift, maybe it's a sometimes gift, maybe as a birthday coming up, maybe something you can take him or you can get him some nice stuff and say, hey, I really like this stuff. You know, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And you can get him some of these things.
Yeah. I still think, though, isn't it ultimately cheaper, though, to just buy dish soap for actual plates?
I don't know.
And
probably.
Dishes? Like, it just seems if it's a penny-pinching, money-saving thing, isn't it going to be cheaper in the long run to invest in some good dishes that you just use and wash and keep reusing?
Yeah, and someone
because
else.
Because eventually you're going to have to throw away the
paper
plates.
You're going to have to.
And then you're going to have to buy more. So if it's about saving money, isn't it the more economical in the long term? It might cost you a little bit to buy a set
however,
of ceramic plates.
But
then you're just washing, reusing the same ones. You're never going to have to throw them away.
Want to know what brand of paper plate he is using because they sound great.
High quality.
Yeah, high quality. Yeah. Probably the Hefty brand that has like the double, that are really, really sturdy that you can put multiple things on and
absolutely
doesn't bend or whatever.
Yes.
Like unlike those just plain white plates.
Definitely not styrofoam ones.
That you have to stack like five or six.
Yeah.
Just to hold a hamburger and a cob of corn.
Yes. Okay. Got another text. It sounds like he's just lived alone too long. No one else is there to check his weird.
Well, Megan, that's your job now.
That could be, too.
That's your job now.
So maybe next time we investigate, look in the cabinet just to make sure he does indeed have dishes.
Yeah.
And maybe he doesn't yet. And then maybe you can buy him some.
Yeah.
And then see how he reacts.
Okay. Well, hey, good luck.
I don't think we break up with him over.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think this is a big enough red flag to be like, whoa.
Yes, and Jessica agrees. If it is a penny pincher, it is cheaper to wash ceramic plates and just keep using for like dishware over and over again. As
maybe it's an OCD thing.
Okay. But I would feel weird about, is the paper plate that you've washed fully sanitized?
I'm telling you, check his underwear drawer.
Okay.
Ask to see him.
Okay. All right.
Sometimes woman's got to go through the old underwear drawer and be like, hey, these got to go. So anyways, good luck. I think on the scale of drama with group therapies, this is relatively low.
It's minimal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I don't think this is a deal breaker.
And let's not freak out over it.
It's an indication that you guys are going to be drastically different on your philosophies towards money, but maybe have a conversation about it.
Yeah. All right. There you go. That's group therapy.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
I observed something the other night. Because I did it.
You observed it because you did it? What?
Well, I mean, it's like it was in my brain. I had this question, and I'm like, does everybody do this? Is this a normal thing, or is this not?
It's like, the way you said it, though, was like you were having an out-of-body experience. Like, you were sitting in the corner watching yourself do
like,
this.
Wow, is he going to do it?
What?
Is he going to do it? Oh, he did.
What?
He did. He did it.
What are you talking about?
We'll unpack it.
Okay.
97 DJX. I observed something the other night when I was out to eat at Limón y Sal. It's a new Mexican restaurant here in St. Matthews, right?
You observed something that you did?
That I did, yes. So...
As if you're like having an out-of-body experience watching Ben do that?
Yeah, I mean, it got in my brain and I was like, do other people do this? So the server comes and as he's setting down my food, carnitas, by the way, he goes, hot plate, sets
it
down.
That means no touchy.
Well, just, yeah, I mean, it is exactly what it says. It's a hot plate.
Right. And if you touch it without a hot pad on, you might burn your fingers.
And I touch it. Why do I do that?
Why did you do that? And then they say that for a reason.
I know. And then I started thinking, is it every time a server, this is all going on in my brain as the hot plate of carnitas are sitting in front of me.
Did he look at you when you touched it? Like right after he just said that?
No, he was off. He was doing his other.
Okay,
But he sets it down.
I might have been like, see?
Yeah. Well, no. Ya? So he. I didn't I didn't grab it from him.
Oh.
He sets it on the table in front of me,
You touch it to reposition it?
Yeah. So I just grab it with both hands and kind of reposition it. And I thought to myself, yeah, it's hot, but it's not that hot.
Is that what you were thinking about when you were touching the hot plate?
Well, I heard him say hot plate, but see, that almost triggered me to say, how hot is it?
Right.
Well, yeah.
I better investigate it.
Okay. Not that he put the plate in a wrong spot. The plate was in a fine spot.
What did your fingers decide?
Like I said.
Did your fingers decide it was indeed hotter than the I should touch kind of a plate?
Yes, he was telling the truth.
Great.
In my brain, I was still like, I've had worse. So... I started thinking to myself, is it just me or do other people do this? When the server says hot plate, you go, oh. And then I started thinking, is it all food? And then I thought, no, it's not all food. So go with me on this.
Mm-hmm. I kind of have to. I don't have a choice.
Thank you. So if a server comes with, if I order a steak and it comes out on a cast iron plate and he's like, hot plate, I'm like, respect it.
Yes, because it's a skillet. Those are supposed to be hot.
Right. I respect the cast iron.
Right.
So if it's fajitas, if I would have ordered fajitas and he would have said hot plate,
things
he would have said it.
Sizzling on it.
Still. I would have respected that.
You respect the sizzle.
But if it's like a ceramic plate with pasta or, in my case, carnitas, and he's like, hot plate, or the server's like, hot plate, I'm like, how bad can it be?
And then, do you always find out, yes, indeed, too hot to touch?
Danielle texts in.
Out?
I do the same thing. My family always makes fun of me, too.
Okay, so you and Danielle can be sitting there ignoring the hot plate warnings, still touching it.
Victoria's like the... when people say, don't look down, and of course you're going to do exactly that. Server says, hot plate. Now, the server's not saying, don't touch it. The server's just saying, this is a hot plate.
I feel like it was always implied. You can burn your little fingers if you touch it right now, which is why I'm wearing a hot pad.
But why in my brain do I immediately think, how hot is it?
I don't. You always see it as a challenge.
Okay. Tom says guilty as charged.
All right.
And it's rarely as hot as it as she acts like it is.
Great. Okay.
But he does
so
go on.
So now you're mocking the server
and
for
he says,
even saying it. Like, you didn't even have to say that, honey.
He says, except at a steakhouse where it sears my thumb.
Right.
See, that's what I'm saying. You got to respect the cast iron.
Okay.
But again, if it's on a ceramic plate, I'm like,
it can't be too hot for touch.
Ah.
Despite the fact they're delivering it with a hot pad on their hand.
Elizabeth texts in, Ben, they say hot plate specifically for people like you.
Yes. Yes. Because there's going to be some knucklehead that will touch it anyway, get burned, and then try to sue the restaurant.
Alexis is like, oh, absolutely. I immediately touch it. It's almost like having to prove yourself. I don't have baby fingers. They've seen some things.
Me tough.
They've seen
touch
some things.
Plate. Yes. I'm going to respect what they tell me. Hot plate, great.
I just let the intrusive thoughts win.
Well, all the time, it sounds like.
No, No, not always.
Of skillets.
Not always.
Okay.
Because I don't know how many times, this is a 10-second tangent. I don't know how many times I've run across the bridge there on I-64 between Cherokee Park and Seneca Park. And I think to myself, what if I threw my phone off the bridge?
Why would you?
That's a tangent.
Okay.
I don't let the intrusive thoughts win all the time is what I'm saying.
You don't throw the phone, but you just, exactly. You just sit there and ponder.
I just think about it. Every single time.
It would be bad if I did that.
No, I just think, what if? I don't say that would probably be bad.
You can't finish that sentence in your brain that would be bad. No. I bet my phone wouldn't work anymore. I bet I wouldn't even find it.
We're getting off track.
We always do when you lead us down these strange paths.
I'm just saying, I can't be the only one who, when they say hot plate,
Your wife or your daughters look at you strange every time you touch the hot plate after they tell you it's a hot plate? Do they look at you like,
listen,
did you not hear what they said?
They know me.
Okay. So they've learned to just not even acknowledge it.
Yeah.
Yet you're going to bring it up here.
Yeah.
Okay. Because you just want some validation.
Yeah. Audra says, do you guys have the internet back in the studio? Are we still flying by the seat of our pants? Does it sound like? There are millions of things we could be discussing. I'm saying I touch hot plates when the server says no.
Get Ben and Kelly the internet because they can't do it by themselves. They can't with their brains. They can't do it. Get the internet ASAP.
All right. Anyways, we don't need to continue this conversation anymore.
We could have moved on about how long has this been? About 7 minutes ago, we could have moved on.
Are you saying
it was a 30-second conversation? It's like, hey, anybody touch the hot plate if they tell you it's a hot plate? No, just me. All right, end of segment.
Clearly, there are others like me.
Okay, what is there, like three or four?
Yeah, that's all I needed.
That's all you needed.
That's great. That's all I needed.
That's great.
We can all go out to dinner together sometime. That'll be great.
I'll sit there and touch our hot plates.
All right,
it's like we're rebels.
It's 99.7 DJX. Oh, fun stuff.
We do have the internet.
We do, by the way.
We do.
Yeah.
Despite all of that.
We have chosen this content to deliver to you.
That was a choice.
With millions of other things to talk about.
It was a choice.
By the way, you should try out that restaurant. It's really good.
Great.
It's really good.
I will. And I'm not touching the hot plates either.
It's 99.7 EJX. A feel-good story. Do this every hour throughout the morning, Kelly K.
You should get to the website at WDJX.com and see this video of Blarn.
Blarn.
The cat who has a favorite blankie.
Aw.
She drags it everywhere. And it weighs more than her, so sometimes that's tricky.
She's very nice and will wait until I'm not using it. Lauren has spent her countless days dragging the blankets into my room. I decided to treat her and Edna, so we made a blanket fort. We made sure to include Lauren's favorite blanket. We got some catnip wine, and we just hung out, and they loved it.
Wow.
Catnip wine. So Blarn and Edna, the other cat, can hang out in their blanket fort and play. And then just watching Blarn knead on her blanket.
Yeah, that's cute.
With their little paws is super cute, too.
I have a cat named Eggs who has a favorite blanket that he makes biscuits or kneads.
Yeah.
Whenever he gets it, he licks it.
Yeah.
And he loves it.
But just watching this cat drag this blanket that, again, is bigger than her. And more and heavier than her, and she just kind of figures it out. Like, it's awkward, but she's still making it happen. And the other cat, Edna, is just kind of like, watches it happen. Just kind of like, what are you doing?
That's my sister.
Yep, exactly. See the adorable video at WDJX.com, brought to you by Belle of Louisville.
99.7 DJX plays all the hits. But on Thursday mornings, we take you on an audio journey through time. Ben and Kelly's Throwback Thursday. Your requests make up the playlist. So let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
All right, kicking it off, Just Allison says, hey, can you play the OG anxiety sample? I think it's somebody that I used to know.
Gautier.
And props, by the way, to Dochi for even finding Gautier.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, I forgot how good that was.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is a banger.
That was really good. That was a banger.
Banger.
That was a banger.
Oh,
That was good. That was a good one. That was good.
That was so good.
That was good.
And again, props to Doechii for like literally finding Gaudier.
Solid.
Would not even know where in the world to start.
Exactly.
Jen says, hey, good morning. So prep for TBT today. I need some Bastille. Look at
wow.
this.
Wow. This feels like a very epic start.
I love it.
Cinematic.
Yes.
Doesn't it almost?
Throwback Thursday.
Solid again.
So
that was good.
Yes. So good. You guys are on fire. Well done.
Don't mess it up now.
Don't mess it up now. All right. Kaylin rolls in. TBT. Yes.
Yeah.
Jesse McCartney shake. Ooh. I'm going to have to throw the flag on that one.
Are you pivoting?
Yeah. No one knows shake.
Okay.
That was maybe a hit in your heart, Kaylin, and no one else's. So we're just going to go leaving. Jesse McCartney, we'll dedicate this one to the graduates, too.
Oh, yes, because we're not going to play vitamin C either.
Well, it's just so slow. It's just so
dang slow. We're not going back to the 07?
Throwback Thursday. See, much better choice there.
See, Jessica's upset, though. She's about to have a fifth grader and an eighth grader, and she's in her feels.
In her feels about what?
About the graduation song.
Oh.
Vitamin C.
All right, well, maybe. What do you mean?
That means no.
What are you, my kid now?
What Dad says maybe means no.
Sorry.
All right. It's 99.7 DJX Throwback Thursday. I don't know who requested Juvenile, but yes. Yes and all yes. 99.7 DJX. Cash man, we back that
back up. Listen, we're on a time crunch.
Listen. Juvenile doesn't wait for anybody.
Okay, well, Cash says he needs... Cash says this is my first TBT in 2 months.
Oh, great.
May 2nd was my birthday.
Welcome.
Dreaming by party next door. I have 5 minutes.
Okay,
which is probably
right.
More like 2.5 now.
All right, well, guess what? We're not going to play that, but we will play party rock anthem for you. Okay?
Sorry, Cash.
Welcome back to the party.
Sorry.
Things have changed since you've been gone.
Sorry.
Throwback Thursday.
Talking about it has not changed at all.
Yeah.
Still the same ornery person you were a couple months ago when Cash was last year.
Throwback Thursday.
Let's go. Cause I'm rockin' round. Half black, half white diamond now. Gang of money, open up.
Yeah, I'm running through these halls like Drano. I got that devilish flow, rock and roll. No halo, we party rock.
My mom's coming home, no effect in her bedroom. For my Thursday on 99.7 DJX, real ones will get that, I guess.
Yep, the OGs.
Yeah.
Lizzie says, can you shout out Ms. Brady's preschool grads from Kenwood Heights Christian
hey.
Church?
Yes, we can. Yeah.
There you go.
Beth rolls in, school's almost out. Soon we'll have cake by the ocean. Well.
Oh. What does that mean, actually?
I think it means no effect in her bedroom.
Oh.
Throwback Thursday. Alright, throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Real quick, Stephanie says, so I've got a 3-year-old, and of course, we call him Cash Money because his name is Cash, and so when he heard Juvenile, he got so excited and said, that's his song now. Yes! Start him early, Stephanie! Start him early! Love it.
Oh, poor Ashley. She's on the struggle bus. It's been a super rough week.
Aw.
Needs something that bumps for an energy boost. Can we hear Let Me Clear My Throat?
Keep making noise.
I mean, keep making noise. Keep making noise. Shout out Bahama Bay in Philadelphia. I mean, what's the Bahama Bay equivalent here in Louisville?
I don't know.
Have a nice day cafe?
Maybe.
I mean, rip. Poor one.
Yeah.
Is it Jim Porter's?
No, definitely not. Nope. Nope.
Bar Louisville?
Probably Bar Louisville.
All right. Some of y'all might know this, and some of y'all don't. Throwback Thursday. Some of y'all might get with you. Some help from the ice, so please. All right, Throwback Thursday. It's a bunch of songs you haven't heard in a while. Played back to back to back on 99.7 EJX.
Kate saying Mercy graduates tonight. Congratulations.
There you go, Mercy.
Andrew says, I need Tyo Cruz, Dynamite. My 16-year-old used to sing this all the time running around the house back when he was 2-3 years old. Yes!
Love it. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX.
Tish said in honor of my 5-year-old telling me about his 3 girlfriends.
Oh, say no more.
Can we get 9 days? Absolutely swerving. Oh,
you wanted 9 days?
Yeah, she wants 9 days, but I feel like this is probably
absolutely
more
story of a girl.
Yeah, this is. I feel like this is more appropriate. I'm not a player.
All right. I tell you what, let's let this simmer for a hot second, then we'll get to your story of a girl, all right?
Play up.
Oh, hang on a second. Hang on. Big pimpin', spinning cheese. Sorry, that wasn't. It's not absolutely story of a girl either. What was it? 5-year-old? 5-year-old?
5-year-old. You know why? Fuck them, hug them, love them, leave them, but I don't trust them, need them. Take them out the hood.
People looking good. With diamond cuffs, gonna freeze them. Yeah. First time they fuss, I'm breathing. Play on, playa. I'm a pimpin' every sense in the word, my mind. Better
trust and believe them. And the cover will keep them. The adjacent request. Then I'm picking them up. Then I play with it quick in the truck. Many chicks wanna put jigger fist and cuffs. Divorce and split the bucks. Just because you got good sex, I'm gonna break bread. So you can be living it up. I pass with nothing. Y'all be fronting. Me give my heart to a woman. Not for nothing. Never happen. I'll be forever macking.
Gotta keep those options open. I got no passion. I got no patience. And I hate waiting. Mommy, get your ass in here. Let's ride.
Three songs for 3 chicks.
That's right.
Right?
They all needed
girlfriend. Absolutely. I can't.
You gotta treat him right, though. You gotta treat him right.
Oh, he's got your hands full with that one. Oh, yeah.
All right, throwback Thursday.
Definitely told him he was a pimp, she said. Right that I share my experiences with y'all because I've been places you'll never imagine. But I'ma start at home when I see a girl I like. I want. I don't know what you heard. What the heck? Can't get a dollar out of me. No Cadillac, no perms you can't see. Then I'ma be out. This is the story of a girl. The Crowder River and Drown. Wow.
Sorry.
Did she get like 5 songs?
No. Her 5-year-old did.
Oh, sorry. Yes, your 5-year-old earned 5 songs with his 3 girlfriends. I love it.
I mean, gotta keep them straight. Gotta keep them straight. Oh, it's good stuff there. Good stuff. Every Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9, we throw it back. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 EJX.
Andrew's pointing out that Tisha's son is a legend.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolute legend. That legend. Kid is a legend for sure.
Just trying to keep his options open. Princess Ashley rolls in and says, hey, can I hear Calvin Harris outside? Ooh, going to throw the flag on that one. But I am going to play Calvin Harris, but just a better song.
Okay,
so
there you go. Keith again, it's like Big Daddy Ben throwing out no's like Oprah. You get a no, and you get a no, and you get a no.
Listen, I'm just trying to play the hits here. Not the hits in your heart. The hits on the radio, so all right?
Okay. All right,
Throwback Thursday. It's a force field. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX.
Stephanie wants to shout out Spencer for making higher scores on his map testing, and he's going on a field trip today to see the Minecraft movie. That is all. Thank you.
Okay. Tony the Welder rolls in. Hey, is Anaconda 6 years old yet? If not, baby got back, LOL. Well, buddy, Anaconda by Nicki Minaj is like 11 years old.
Oh, yeah.
Remember this one?
Well, you got to get both. This is a 2-for-1 deal.
I know, it kind of is, right?
Okay. Oh, my God.
You said...
Isn't that funny? Okay. All right. Well, right. Super Bass, it's not.
No, well, Beauty and the Beast, you're right. It's you're not. Right. You're right. It's not Beauty and the Beast. She's got some major hits.
She does.
Anaconda. Maybe
sure
on one of those that are just...
That one as a hit.
All right.
Why are you still playing it?
I don't know. It's because we're done. Yeah, that's
fine.
Yeah,
that's it?
Yeah.
Oh, dang it.
Yeah, it goes fast.
Oh, dang it. Brittany's 4-year-old wanted Who Let the Dogs Out.
Oh, you know what? Again, you can play that in your heart.
Oh, by the way, Beth says Reed is very impressed with Ben's club DJing.
Mike, listen.
Yes.
Listen.
This radio thing doesn't work out.
No, mad respect for the actual club DJs, because those mixers actually are good and talented.
Absolutely.
I don't have any of those talents and skills, but respect to those.
We'll see. And then Kate's 5-year-old, Kemri, wanted the bowling song, a.k.a. Baby, by Justin Bieber.
The bowling song?
She says, you don't understand how long it took me to figure that one out.
The
bowling song.
Bowling
song. Does he talk about bowling in that song?
Well, hang on. What part of this is bowling?
I'm not sure. And maybe that is why it took her a long time to figure that out.
Yeah.
Well, now I need to listen to it.
I go bowling. Oh, the video. It's the video.
Oh, are they in a bowling alley in the video?
Yes.
Oh!
That's what it is.
The bowling song. Do they play this incessantly at bowling alleys? Because if not, they should.
I don't know. Anyways, there you go. Throwback Thursday.
What a little journey that was.
Yeah, fun little journey every single week here from about 8:30 to about 9.
And Tish, we're going to need updates on your son's 3 girlfriends.
On
your 5-year-old son's 3 girlfriends. Let us know how that goes.
Yep.
We're going to need updates.
Yeah, we'll need updates on 99.7 DJX. Our listener, Matt, got the big red veto on something he got for their truck. It's a little DM we got here. You can always DM us to at Ben and Kelly Show.
Hey, Ben and Kelly. So my wife, Vanessa, called me at work yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Not to say I love you or what do you want for dinner.
Uh-huh.
Nope. She hit me with, I'm taking that sucking gas and hauling gas license plate off the truck today. It's got to go.
Sucking gas and hauling ass?
Yeah. Y'all had been on there for less than a week. I thought it was funny. I thought it gave the truck a little personality. She thought it made us look like the kind of people who yell at clouds and drink Bush Light for hydration.
Yell at clouds.
Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not about to fight my wife over a novelty plate.
Sure.
Happy wife, happy life, right?
Right.
But it did make me wonder, has your spouse ever vetoed something you were weirdly proud of?
No.
Like a t-shirt, haircut, lawn ornament, anything that made you feel cool but made them feel like filing for separation.
Oh.
Just curious, but I'm the only one out here losing truck accessories to the marriage compromise gods. Keep killing it, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
Yeah.
That was funny.
But I 1,000% agree that for her, driving that would be...
Right. I get it.
Different.
Sure.
A different experience.
Sure. Especially if you know, it's not a his and hers car sort of thing. And it's like,
right.
Well, even if it is a his and hers car, you still drive your spouse's car from time to time.
Right. It is pretty, I'd say it's kind of redneckish. Yeah.
And so if your husband, Michael, if you came home and he slapped a big old sucking gas and hauling ass license plate.
Put it on his Lexus.
Yeah.
That would really look great. That'd look amazing. And then just add like the little...
truck nuts?
Yes! Add that to complete the...
the look?
The full look. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I kind of get it. I feel like with that, you run it by her first.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
Hey, I thought this was funny. Do you think it's funny? Like, can I get it for the truck?
Yeah.
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 And then she'd probably be
right.
Like, yeah, no.
So I always get the.
And then could you see like pulling up to church on Sundays?
Yeah.
With that?
That's not the car you drive to church.
Nope. Maybe not.
I do, and I have gotten before the. Was I with you when you bought that? That's the line that my wife gives me.
Oh, yeah.
When it's a, hey, you went rogue.
Right.
And got something.
That's her way of saying, I didn't sign off on that.
I didn't sign off on that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit of the, it maybe not the red veto pen, but that's the blue veto pen of,
yeah.
You know, like, if you got rid of that, that'd be great.
Yep.
Something like that. Was I with you when you bought that?
Uh-huh.
Jessica says, I wanted a pink Christmas tree one year.
No.
Saw
no,
this
Jessica.
Adorable cotton candy pink tree online. told him it would be so cute in our living room. He said, and I quote, "That's not a tree. That's a flamingo in disguise."
I'm on team husband with that one, Jessica. No, no, no. I could see like zero husbands
veto
signing off on a pink Christmas tree. Yeah. Zero husbands are going to say, yes, I think that's going to look amazing, hon.
Man, there were some friends of ours who were really into like alternate things for trees, like alternate colors for trees.
Sure.
And instead of the evergreen tree, right, whether it's fake or real,
right,
it's a different color.
Well, if it's a different color, it's going to be a fake tree.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, because they don't spray paint the real ones. Now, I'm all about, I love the colors that you can like change.
Yeah.
With the remote control. That's kind of fun.
Yeah, we got one
of those
here.
You can have like just white lights, or if you want to do the colored lights, you can switch that. That's kind of fun.
In the building.
Keith says, I wanted to turn our garage into a bar. I had big dreams. String lights, dartboard, mini fridge, maybe even a karaoke machine.
Wow.
She reminded me the garage is where we park, not to host dive bar night.
Wow, Keith.
That sounds kind of fun.
It does sound kind of fun, especially if you're in a neighborhood and it's like, hey, let's go over to Keith's.
Like, but I understand too, if you,
like, where do we put the car?
If you had enough space to do both,
right,
do both.
Right.
But you do want to still have a place to park the car.
I don't know any garages outside of like millionaire mansions,
right,
where you have the space to put a car and other things.
Or maybe you got a third bay, right? You got a three-car garage. Maybe you don't have three cars yet.
Yeah.
So you could use that extra bay as a little bar corner.
Amy, we're talking like things your spouse or partner has vetoed. Amy said, I wanted a glitter wall. I was this close to doing a Pinteresty DIY glitter wall in our bedroom. He said he didn't want to feel like he was sleeping in a disco ball.
Yeah.
Fair, but still rude.
But rude.
I get it, but what else is going to pop in this room if we're not?
No, I 1,000% understand that he's not going to sign off on that either.
That's funny.
Like, that makes sense. Chuck says, I wanted a neon beer sign. It was a vintage Bud Light sign from a yard sale. She says, if that goes up, your mother's not coming over anymore. Honestly, isn't that kind of a win-win?
Jeez.
That's fun, though.
Yeah.
Like, I love those vintage signs. It's if you do have a bar.
I mean, if you have the right area.
That's perfect to hang it in.
If you have the right area for it.
Yeah. I love the vintage signs and that kind of look.
By the way, Anna said, my husband turned our garage into an indoor gym. Now I have to park in the driveway and fight rain and snow on my way out of work.
See, no. She said she's not mad at it, though. Saves us a lot of time traveling to Planet Fitness. Okay, but if I'm having to park in the driveway and fighting rain and snow to get all the groceries in the house, I'm mad. I'm like, nope, we're moving stuff over. Like, you can bring that out for the summertime or whatever, but I'm not doing that in the winter. Nope. Nope.
All right, good
stuff. Garages are built for cars to live in.
Good stories. To a feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
All hail to our old one. Like, 2, 3, 4. Hail, hail to old Purdue. Our friendship machine never left.
Think that being a Purdueette meant that you were like a cheerleader?
That was Kevin Harnett, who went to Purdue. At the Pegasus Parade, he thought that I was a Purdueette, meaning I was a baton twirler. And
listen,
though the Purdueette was
his focus was
women's
elsewhere.
Choir.
Yeah.
I was a singer. It's the counterpart to the men's varsity glee club.
Mm-hmm.
Very famous. Anywho, the engineering students, some undergrad engineering students at Purdue University just broke a Guinness World Record by creating a robot that could solve a Rubik's Cube in the fastest amount of time.
Okay.
1/100 of a second.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Ready, set, go.
Is that it?
That's it.
That's cool.
The current world record is held by a team of engineers at Mitsubishi, right? Giant multinational corporation. Set a world record. What's behind me right now is a team of Purdue undergraduate students who said, you know what, I think we can do better. And they did.
Oh my gosh.
I mean,
wow.
You have to see the video of it slowed down so you can see the robot actually moving the cube in all the ways it needed to get it solved.
That is too fast.
It's insanity. And listen, they're not the first to do this. Like I said, you know, the team of engineers at Mitsubishi had the record.
Right.
And then like 9 years ago, a high school kid in Florida created a similar robot that did it in 2 point some odd seconds.
I mean, anybody who can actually do that
yes.
in real life,
yes.
regardless of whether how long it takes you,
right.
is impressive. Like
right.
my nephew, he does these Rubik's Cubes all the time, and he gets them very fast to the point where we get him like these more challenging Rubik's Cubes. And he's like, oh, yeah, okay.
He's like, come at me, bro. What else you got?
And I'm like, I couldn't do one.
Yeah, no.
Like, if you gave me an entire day to figure it out.
I'd get too frustrated and set it down and walk away.
Yeah, I'd be like, I'm done.
Yeah. It's really incredible. See these videos at and Guinness World Records confirmed it. Yep, you're the new record holders.
Wow.
So pretty cool at WDJX.com. Brought to you by Sam Aggie, our injury lawyers.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly Kay Show.
All right, a little setting the bar and the perfect example of how not to tow a car.
Oh, there's probably a certain technique that's involved with that.
I mean, getting a professional tow truck would be the first.
Absolutely. They know those techniques.
But what if
you have the equipment?
You don't have one handy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's when it turns into a setting the bar story.
Figure this out myself.
Yeah, that's coming up. Setting the bar is a bit of a masterclass in how not to tow a car. Of course, we give you these examples of what not to do pretty much on the reg.
Sure.
Every single day.
Yeah.
So if you can manage to make it through the day, I don't know, without trying to tow a car by yourself with the chain and completely do it incorrectly, almost causing huge amounts of accidents, you're doing okay.
Oh, we don't want to do that.
So some guy's old Saab. Saab was an old car company. It's not around much anymore.
I completely forgot about Saabs.
Yeah, exactly. And
they were like the hotness. They were kind of like Volvos.
Yeah,
right?
I was going to say. It was kind of like a Volvo, yeah. Maybe like an Audi sort of like car.
Wow, that's taking me back.
Yeah, so anyways, it broke down.
Oh.
Well, they don't make them anymore. So, you know, they're old cars
right.
at this point. So it broke down on the highway. This happened in Texas. So instead of calling a tow truck, he basically hooked a big chain to it and had his girlfriend tow him in her SUV.
Okay.
So, look, towing with a chain isn't necessarily the safest option or in some cases even legal.
Mm-hmm.
But if, you know, in the pinch, sure, I kind of get that. However,
but if you break.
Well, so someone's got to sit in the car
okay.
that's being towed to like
to
steer
break.
And
yes.
brake.
Okay.
Yes, exactly. However, they hooked the chain up to the back of his car and towed it backwards.
Oh.
So the car was literally all over the road.
Well, yes.
Because
he's really
steering
steer that.
And he's trying to steer, but like it's you have to go opposite
right.
of everything that you're going.
Oh, that
and so the car is
good.
Literally all over the road.
Oh no.
You like losing control, you know. I heard when his tire blew out.
Oh. Oh.
She was trying to talk to him, but he didn't want to hear nothing.
Oh, wow.
And so yeah, like the girlfriend is like laughing.
Oh my gosh.
So maybe she didn't know how serious it was.
This is a big lesson in call AAA, right? Get our tow truck. Get it towed.
Yeah.
Like on a flatbed truck. Like they're going to have to put it up.
Yeah.
On the truck and take it somewhere, right?
Yeah. So, and I don't know if he didn't want to call anybody because, oh, I don't know, he's got some outstanding warrants.
Could be that.
But
I just don't want to pay the bill. Like, that could get pricey.
Yeah, but the cops pulled him over, didn't end up citing her, but they did check him out, and they're like, you're going to have to come with me.
Oh.
So, the car is probably going to be totaled. Because it got banged up.
Oh, gosh.
You know.
Oh. It's vintage at this point.
Yeah. So, again, setting the bar. I know sometimes you just want to take care of it yourself, not have to deal with all that when you get car troubles. But
also, it also sounds like maybe let's not do things to where you're going to not want to call the authorities to help out.
Because you've got
because
warrants.
They're going to want to talk to you about other things.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, kind of a double setting the
double
bar story
setting
there.
Setting the bar,
yeah. On 99.7 DJX. Man, earlier, last hour, we got a chance to hear the OG Gaudier, somebody I used to know.
And now I kind of miss that song.
I was going to say, that was a sneaky banger.
It was a sneaky banger.
All right, Stoichi, 99.7 EJX. It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 EJX. Tate McRae there. She is going to be featured on the new Morgan Wallen single that's due out tomorrow.
Okay, then.
Morgan Wallen's album due out tomorrow as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was kind of a mystery because we knew for a while that he had featured an unlikely, like, duo mm-hmm. on the album. And Tate McRae turned out to be the person on that song. So
unexpected,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, so be listening. We'll have that song for you tomorrow on 99.7 DJX, including the new, we'll give you a taste of the new Rihanna song. That's going to be off of the Smurfs soundtrack. Now, remember, the last time she's released music, it was not part of an album. It was part of a soundtrack, and it was from the Black Panther.
Lift me up.
And it made me wanted to fall asleep, but this one should be more up-tempo, right? Because it's from the Smurfs movie.
Sure.
Maybe it's just getting into it. Yeah, she played.
That's kind of my reaction to that song a little bit.
Well,
like, I don't think it fits. When I think of Smurfs, maybe I've just got trolls in my head. I think of Sugary Pop Goodness.
I will say that kind of has a trollsy sort of vibe to it.
When it
gets into it. Like,
okay.
when you hear it get into it, it kind of has that trollsy sort of vibe to it. I don't know. Anyways,
maybe.
Both songs are out tomorrow. So, you know, be listening for that on a New Music Friday on 99.7 DJX. We got into a lot of stuff here on the show. We do have internet back, so that's good. There was a couple people who texted us concerned that
Audra,
we still didn't have internet.
Because of your choice of topics.
Listen.
It was a choice, Audra. I know. I know.
Sometimes our content filters aren't functioning at full capacity, we'll say.
And listen, others pointed out, too, that I just go along with your shenanigans and then point the finger at you that you're the problem. All
you know
of
what?
It's true.
True.
All
true.
Of it's true.
True. So yeah, so we got into that. Got into washing paper plates, which again shouldn't have been a lot of drama, but
frugal, thrifty,
sure,
or deal breaker.
Also got into some truck nuts on the show.
It was an adjacent thing brought up. That
yes.
wasn't the point of the conversation.
And dog poop. So, yeah, I mean, lots of stuff.
That was a lot of stuff. You can sip through it again if you'd like.
Yeah, that's right. Wade through it, if you will.
Sure. That was fun.
All right, guys.
A lot of words.
A lot of words were said. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.